This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 18th of November, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Proofpoint. In today's top story, CISA and the FBI say an Iranian APT group breached the network of a US government organization in February this year. The intrusion took place after the Iranian hackers used an exploit for the log4shell vulnerability to take control over a VMware Horizon server, then moved laterally inside the victim's network, compromised its domain controller and local credentials, and deployed reverse proxies on several hosts for future access. It says the intruders deployed a widely known cryptocurrency mining app known as XM Rig to mine the Monero cryptocurrency on the agency's servers for their own personal gains. The CISA and FBI report doesn't mention the victim, but the Washington Post identified the hacked agency as the Merit Systems Protection Board, which is a small government agency established to protect government workers against partisan political actions. It also identified the Iranian group as Nemesis Kitten, a group also known as Dev270, Cobalt Mirage, and other names. In September, Microsoft claims it had seen the same group deploying a ransomware on the networks of compromised organizations, which might suggest that the MSPB dodged a more dangerous outcome. Russian authorities have sentenced a man named Sorsen PV to 2 years in prison for developing and selling access to a web-based penetration testing tool named WASP. According to reports, the tool combines software like the Apache HTTP server and the Arachne scanner together with SQL Map. SQL Map is outlawed in Russia, which explains why PV wound up in trouble. The case has sparked outrage in Russia's IT sector because multiple Russian security firms either use SQL Map or have developed tools with similar features. Sorsen has filed an appeal which will be heard later this month. He's told local news outlets he's not expecting the sentence to be overturned. Daniel Kay, a UK national known by the hacker aliases Best Buy and Popo Pret, has pleaded guilty to running The Real Deal, a dark web marketplace known for selling hacked data. Kay pleaded guilty days after being arraigned in court on October 26 and has been sentenced to time served and 1 year of supervised release. The website databreaches.net has suggested Kay has reached some sort of agreement with US investigators. The deal might be related to a US investigation into a notorious hacking group known as the Dark Overlord, which used to sell the data of hacked companies on Kay's marketplace. Also in hacking and sentencing news, Chinese authorities have sentenced a hacker named Li Mumu to 10.5 years in prison for stealing 384 Ether coins from the wallet of a local man. The coins were worth $110,000 at the time of the theft in early 2018. Authorities said Mumu obtained the funds using a Trojan planted on the victim's device, and that after his arrest, authorities managed to return the stolen funds to the victim. A New York court has ruled in favour of Google in the company's lawsuit against Dmitry Staravikov and Alexander Filipov, the operators of Gloobtiba, an adware botnet that abused Google's advertising network. Google sued Gloobtiba's creators last December after disrupting and blocking the botnet. According to court documents, the judge issued a default judgment in the case and ordered the two accused, along with their US lawyer, to cover Google's legal fees. The judge concluded that the defendants were misleading the court and litigating in bad faith, saying the defense had abused the court discovery rules to obtain information from Google about how the company was blocking their botnet. The defendants had previously offered to provide Google with additional information about their botnet in exchange for $1 million each. Google refused the offer and reported the two to law enforcement for extortion. France's CNIL Data Protection Agency has fined Discord €800,000 for multiple GDPR infractions. The listed infractions include keeping more user personal data than necessary and having a password management policy that wasn't strong enough. The policy allowed users to set weak passwords of only 6 characters long. The French privacy watchdog said Discord has since corrected its password policy, which now requires users to set more complex passwords when signing up for new accounts. And the company also runs a basic brute force detection for multiple failed login attempts. Apple has launched Emergency SOS via satellite, a new feature for its health app that can allow phone users to request emergency services via satellite whenever they're outside Wi-Fi or cellular coverage. The service is currently available in the US and Canada and will come to France, Germany, Ireland and the UK in December. Hackers have claimed to have leaked the database of Dom.ru, a St. Petersburg-based internet service provider. The data allegedly contains the personal details of 4 million of the company's customers, including full names, date of birth, phone numbers, customer comments, and service-related information. Speaking at the Aspen Cyber Summit this week, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defence for Cyber Policy at the Department of Defence, Mika Ioyang, says Russian forces have underperformed expectations in both the cyber and military space during their recent invasion of Ukraine. Ioyang says Russia's underperformance could be tied to it underestimating how long it takes to prepare for cyber operations and cyber attacks. The US official said that cyber activity was high in the first week of the war, went down for the second, and then picked up in the following weeks, suggesting Russian forces didn't expect the war to last past a few initial operations. The Chinese government is planning to digitise its citizens' health records and assign them a universal health code by 2025. The move has sparked fear among Chinese activists that the digitised health records could be used to bar citizens' access to certain services, jobs, or benefits based on their medical history, genetic information, or family history. Activists pointed to how the Chinese government used its COVID-19 health app to order protesters indoors during planned mass protests earlier this year, calling it a preview of what could happen in future. Football fans have been warned by officials of the Dutch, German, French and Norwegian governments against installing Qatar's World Cup apps Etaraz and Haya, citing privacy and security concerns. German officials say when the use of either of the apps is necessary, users should install them on a separate phone that doesn't contain any personal information, then wipe the device after the World Cup ends. And finally, Microsoft has published a report on a threat actor it tracks as Dev0569, which has deployed the Royal ransomware on high-value systems during recent weeks. Dev0569 is a threat actor known for using malicious ads and contact form phishing schemes to trick victims into installing malware on their systems. Before deploying the Royal ransomware on its targets, Dev0569 was previously seen deploying info stealers, banking trojans, and other generic trojans. And that is all the news for this podcast edition. Closing the episode, we have Sherrod DeGrippo, Proofpoint's Vice President of Threat Research and Detection, who'll be sharing some insights on the scams flooding Twitter since the Elon Musk acquisition and recent trends in a scam known as pig butchering.
So when the world gets crazy, threat actors take advantage of it, and we have seen an increase in Twitter-related crudfish campaigns. They're trying to steal Twitter credentials based off of what else but the new Twitter Blue offering that actually isn't for offer anymore, but the threat actors are not bothered by that. They are still sending out Twitter-themed credential fish, trying to steal your Twitter username and password and your bank account information when you go to sign up for the fake new Twitter Blue that doesn't really exist. Watch out for that. We're also seeing a really significant increase around something commonly referred to as pig butchering. If you haven't heard of that, check it out. There's a Vice article that's pretty good. What happens is a threat actor DMs you on a social media site, particularly Twitter lately, and tells you that they have a side hustle job for you, or tries to become your friend, or asks you what you're doing, and eventually leads to some cryptocurrency scams that are absolutely fascinating. The pig butchering threat actors go all the way to the point of creating fake websites that have fake logins and appear to be like a cryptocurrency exchange. And with the implosion of FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried going on the run like some kind of John McAfee in 2022, we're seeing a lot of the cryptocurrency scammers trying to tell people that they can still get their money out of FTX if they just follow their directions. So people talking about FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, Polycules, any of those keywords will be flagged by the pig butcher actors, and they will actually start DMing you and telling you, hey, if you've been scammed by FTX, I can help you. I know how to get your cryptocurrency back from them. It worked for me. Let me show you how. obviously, what they do is they get you to give them wallet key information, banking information, all kinds of personal info, telling you, hey, I know how to get it back from FTX. We have to transfer some things here. It costs a little bit of money for fees. If you can prove to me that I can get to your account, I can help you do it. All kinds of things that you would typically see from these kinds of social engineering scams. But the themes are all around Twitter, the Twitter Blue rollout, FTX imploding, and how to get your cryptocurrency back. Buckle up, everyone. I think this winter is going to be pretty wild on the threat landscape, especially around fraud and fraud against people on social media. We're going to see a lot more of that coming up, and I'll let you know what I find when it happens.
Shara DiGrippo there from today's sponsor, Proofpoint. And you can find links to all the reports mentioned in this show in our newsletter at riskybiznews.substack.com.